Woo, love the future swoosh. There you go. Back to the future for your GYST award today. Get your shit together award. Now, this goes clearly front page news, USA Today.
Who is it today?
18-time gold medal winner, Olympic champion Michael Phelps.
What?
Got to give old Phelpsy the award. 29 years
Why?
Old. Why? Because it's his second DUI. That's why.
That's a serious offense.
Second DUI. And 10 years ago, right, he talks about how he reorganized based on the seriousness of this mistake. Okay? That's what he talked about 10 years ago. This time he said, I understand the severity of my actions. I take full responsibility. All right. Now we're talking sponsors. Under Armour, Subway, Visa. This guy's huge. Michael Phelps. What the hell? We got to give you the award today. Okay.
Well deserved.
Because I know you're deeply sorry to everyone and I have let them down. This is what he kind of quotes. But I got to say this. I mean, my man, you know, this is the second time. Whether or not you're a celebrity, it doesn't matter. No doubt. I used to drive and drink. It's stupid. Don't do it.
Don't
you can't do it because you're going to kill somebody. You
yeah.
are going to kill somebody.
It's if you don't care about yourself, you know, but think about the other people that are on the road.
This guy's like, how much
your
is this
family.
Guy worth? Millions of dollars. Get yourself a hot, get Uber or call yeah. somebody to drive. You got to drive. He was doing 84 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone.
I never understand that with celebrities. What? Get a driver.
He's doing almost twice the
Come
speed
on.
Limit. Maryland Transportation Authority Police. Hey, guys, guess what? You got to get your shit together, especially when it comes to alcohol and whatever else you're doing and combining it, because nothing good ever comes out of it when you get mm-hmm. wasted. Do not get behind the wheel. I mean, I could speak firsthand from that perspective. Don't do it. Don't do it. And, hey, you know, it's a funny thing. I was going to have that question of the day, but I'm not going to make it a question of the day. But what do you think? Do we expect athletes to conduct themselves? You know, I mean, this is what the U.S. swimming group said. We expect our athletes to conduct themselves responsibly in and out of the pool. Well, more importantly, whether you're an athlete or anyone else, you can't be getting drink and driving. You can't do it. It's a recipe for disaster. And by the way, you think these celebrities should be treated differently when they do get a DUI?
I think they should be treated like everybody else, of course, but yes, a little bit differently because they're out there, you know, being in front of the cameras and being an example for the kids.
And, well, you know what I think? Talk about example. I think they should make an example. Yeah, don't let the rules apply. Say, hey, better yet, you got to do hours and hours worth of community mm-hmm. service. You got to do free commercials. Got to put them out there. You're a celebrity. You're in the public eye. So let's use that. So let's basically take money away from the guy and say, don't spend all the money fighting this, you know, DUI, whatever. Say, hey, did it. Now let me go and influence people mm-hmm. in a positive way. Don't throw me in jail. Don't give me the same bullshit slap on the wrist. Whatever fines cost him 10 grand, he gets out of it. Forget about that. He's worth much more than that to society. If he says, hey, don't do what I do, do as I say. I like that. But speaking of doing as he says, well, that's our Get Your Shit Together award for today. But on that note...